Now, I'm going to tell you a story. All right? And it's a story about this finger. I could tell you a lot of stories about this finger. I have. Look at it. Do you see it? Well, you can point. Well, you can point with all the fingers, but look at that finger in particular. What do you see about it? See something strange about it? It's bent. That's right. Yeah, that's another story I could tell you. Yours is not, because yours is nice and straight, but there's a story behind that finger, because why it got bent. But maybe sometime I'll come back and tell you another story about how my finger got bent. But I've got a bent finger. But there's another story I want to tell you concerning this finger. Okay? Now, how many of you live in farms? Nobody lives on a farm! Well, when I was brought up, when I was a wee boy, I lived on a farm. And we had cows in our farm. We had sheep in our farm. We had pigs in our farm. We even had a goat one time in the farm. And we had chickens on our farm. And then we had dogs and cats and things they got there as well. And I loved animals. I'm not just so fond of them now, but I loved animals when I was a wee boy. And you know, there was a television program on TV, and it was called, let me get it right now, Playsco. I think it was Playsco. You wouldn't remember way before your time, when I was a wee boy, Playsco. And they had all these animals. And they had a wee mouse. Anybody got a wee mouse as a pet? No. Well, they had wee mice in a cage, and it ran round a wheel. Maybe you saw that on TV. And I thought, my, it would be wonderful to have a mouse. Well, my father, he not only had a farm, but he had a mill where he made food for the animals to eat. And I was down round the mill one day, and guess what I saw? No, a rat. A big rat. A huge rat. Anybody ever seen a rat? You ever see a rat?
A dead one?
A dead one. This was a live one. Wait till I tell you, when I saw this rat, something just switched on in my head. And I thought to myself, I could make a pet out of you. I could put you in a cage and make you run around a wee wheel. And I thought it would be a super idea if I caught this rat. So I started to chase the rat. Any of you ever chased a rat? I had no fear about the rat. The rat didn't scare me one wee bit. I chased him. And I chased him all around the place. And he ran into this clump of grass. And I says, I got you now, boy. And I just put my hand, pow! Just like that. Into the grass. And when I brought him out of the grass, do you know what I discovered? I hadn't caught him. He had caught me, because he was in the end of this finger. And he was hanging from this finger by his teeth. And he had bit my finger, and he was holding on to my finger. And I was, ah! And I went, ah! 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 And I swung it round and round and round till he let go. And away he went. And I tell you, I didn't chase him. I let him go. It flew through the air, but away it went, and I said, I'll have nothing more to do with rats. And you see, even today, do you see, if I saw a rat or a mouse, I would jump 10 feet in the air. See, if a mouse ever got into our house, I would have to go out. Because I just don't, because it reminds me of the day when the rat caught me. And you know, boys and girls, when I thought about that, and I thought about the rat catching me, and I thought, you know, how I could be the boss of the rat. And I would just tell the rat what to do, and the rat would just do everything I wanted to do. And how at the end of the day, I didn't catch the rat, but the rat caught me. It made me think about sin. Because there's so many people today, and maybe even you when you're young, you're starting to think to yourself, well, you know, I can do what I like. And nobody's the boss of me. And I'll not listen to my mum and dad. And I'll not be doing what they tell me to do. And I just can't wait to do what I want to do. And I have my whole life planned out. When I get bigger, I'm going to get a car, and I'm going to go here, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And nobody's going to be the boss of me. Well, you know, boys and girls, so many people think like that, and so many think that they can be the boss of sin. But you know, boys and girls, you can't be the boss of sin. The Bible says that we're born in sin. The Bible says that we have all sinned. The Bible says that there's absolutely nothing we can do about sin. The Bible even says that sin reigns in us. That sin controls us. That we have no power over sin. And boys and girls, it's not that we have sinned. Sin has us. Sin has caught us. And the only way we can deal with sin is through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if you and I could have handled sin, if you and I could have dealt with sin, there'd been no need for the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross. But because sin reigns in us, because sin ruins our lives, Jesus Christ came to the cross to die for your sin and for my sin, so that He could take our sin away and so that we could be fit for heaven. Boys and girls, as you get older, you're going to be tempted to do a lot of things. And sin's going to tempt you to do a lot of bad things. You remember that you can't handle sin. Sin handles you. And the only way that sin can be dealt with, and the only way that we can be fit for heaven, is if we ask the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts to be our Savior and to be our Lord. Now, boys and girls, next time you see a rat, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Yes.
I can just say it's always dead.
Cry. Oh, no, but.
I have a cat.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
Does that deal with the rats?
Yeah.
Wow. If you lived on a farm, we used to have rats that size. I seen rats that size in our farm. And, well, the cat would have run away from them. But I tell you, boys and girls, you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Savior and to be your Lord, because He is the only one who can handle sin.